I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ballots are printed and ready to go. Sudan's Sunday vote will determine if the country will remain united or split in two. Africa Inland Mission's Phil Beiler, the unit leader for Sudan, says the South's ready to go to the polls. Depending on the outcome, there's a threat of war. Violence could push missionaries to the fringes of the country, so the biggest prayer request is still a peaceful vote. You can also find more specific prayer requests at our website. And North Korea has been called the most restrictive nation in the world. Many of the nation's citizens are detained in prison camps, and most others live in severe poverty. Christians are particularly oppressed. Voice of the Martyrs Canada has been gathering funds for the Christmas Blessing Project year-round, and you can still give. Korean Christians will be encouraged by packages with food, medicine, Christian literature, and much more. You can help through our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.